Pearson Rabbit's story begins with Dr. Stephanie Pearson, a passionate OB-GYN at the height of her career. But when a shoulder injury struck during a precipitous delivery, her dreams were shattered, leaving her unable to practice medicine. Determined to make a difference, Stephanie became an advocate for her peers, guiding them through the complex disability process. Stephanie founded Pearson Rabbit, a company determined to approach insurance differently. It's hard to imagine that a sudden illness or injury could leave you and your family in a devastating financial situation. Visit PearsonRabbits.com today to schedule your consultation with a Pearson Rabbits advisor. Welcome to Coffee and Contracts with John Appino, brought to you by Financial Residency. John owns Contract Diagnostics and is an expert on physician contract negotiation and compensation review. If you have an idea for a podcast or a question you would like for him to answer on one of his shows, please email podcast@financialresidency.com. Now grab your cup of Java and get ready for Coffee and Contracts with John Appino.
Do you know the lowest paying specialties in medicine? Hey, I'm John with Contract Diagnostics, and we live and breathe physician compensation every day, and we keep up on trends. And the trend's been the same for the last 5 years. The lowest, public health and preventive medicine at $249,000 per year, pediatrics at $251,000, family medicine at $255,000, infectious disease at $262,000, and endocrinology or diabetes is $267,000. That's the 2023 data, and it goes back well before the pandemic. And it's always the same five. Each one of them has gone up every year, which I think is good. So if you're in any specialty, especially one of those, and you haven't had an increase in the last few years, reach out to us at Contract Diagnostics, or maybe even better yet, just talk to your employer and see if you can get a raise. Because everybody should be going up every single year, or at least every other year. I say it time and time again, I firmly believe that to be true. But we talk to pediatricians who make a lot more than $251,000. I personally know family medicine physicians that make close to $600,000. Diabetes and endocrinology, it depends on the setup, but we see physicians well over $267,000 for starting salaries at Contract Diagnostics here. So I don't know where all they get their number. Pediatrics at $251,000, it does seem typical with what I would expect. We do see some pediatricians still starting in the 160s or even 140s, most commonly in the 180s to 200s, and depends on the situation, of course. Sometimes a full partner in a pediatric practice will make $200,000 or $220,000 or $240,000. That's as a business owner in a full-on and operating pediatrician practice. And that doesn't mean that you shouldn't go into one of these specialties, and it doesn't mean that these specialties don't have a lot of negotiating capital. I think all five of them definitely do, especially endocrinology going into an underserved area, especially infectious disease, depending on the frame and the situation. We saw infectious disease physicians renegotiate at a very, very high level during the pandemic, and I still think that you guys are extremely valuable and should continue to renegotiate at much higher salaries today. But I mention these because we see physicians who make, you know, $250,000 and some physicians who make $2 million. And while I think every situation is unique and different and independent, they're big numbers no matter how much you're making. The lowest five are making $250,000 a year or more. And that's still a significant amount of money. And I think everybody should invest in a physician contract review or in a compensation analysis every other year because it's a significant amount of money. And if you're making more, I think it even makes more sense for you to do those things. But I put this up here because I do believe these physicians have negotiating capital. I do think that all physicians should be able to talk about their compensation, should understand the full process of their structure, how it's set up, what kind of bonus structures are available, and then, of course, how the employer determines these things. We've seen CMS changes. We've seen some employers, especially if you're a family practitioner and you're paid on RVUs or even pediatrics and you're employer is using CMS codes from 2020 or 2021, and they're not using recent CMS codes for your RVU capture, I think you really need to have a conversation with them because it really could impact your structure. We've seen these physicians in family practice especially change dramatically over the years with addendums to their contract because of these fee structure changes. And I think that all physicians should understand if they're offered a change in their addendum, in their contract through an addendum with their employer, it's important to know what that means for them and that it's fair. So it doesn't matter if you're one of the highest paid physician specialties, which we'll dig into here momentarily, or if you're one of the lowest, all physicians should understand their compensation structures and have routine discussions with their employers on how they're doing, what they could do to get better, what they do extremely well, and of course, what they could do to move their compensation along a reasonable continuum. I'm John at Contract Diagnostics. I love talking about compensation, and if we can help with you and anything compensation related or contract related, give us a call at Contract Diagnostics. We're always around.
Now a final word from our sponsor. At Pearson Rabbits, they understand that life can change in an instant. Visit www.pearsonrabbits.com today and embark on a journey of safeguarding your future.
Thank you for listening to Coffee and Contracts with John Appino. If you need a contract reviewed or want to know if you're being paid fairly, go to contractdiagnostics.com. See you next time.